hardest part of Amazon FBA is making it through the product research process without having thrown yourself out of the nearest window. Finding a product for a lot of people, it's not just hard, it's actually impossible. So to help you guys get over your analysis paralysis, I'm going to be running through a number of product niches on Amazon that I think look pretty attractive for a new Amazon FBA seller. I'll be running through what it is about each niche that I found attractive when I was doing the product research. So have a watch, listen to my rationale as to why I think it could be worth a deeper dive. And if you agree with my analysis, you can do some more research of your own, and you never know, you may have found your golden Amazon FBA product. A product on Amazon that has an insane level of demand that you probably never have thought of without the help of a tool like AMZ Scout is a mug storage box. It's a product that sounds pretty boring, doesn't it? A container box that people are using to stop their beloved mugs from getting cracked and damaged. But generally speaking, when it comes to Amazon products, it's the boring ones that you want to go after because nobody else is interested in selling them. And as boring as they may be, these things are absolutely flying on Amazon. They're making sellers from $20,000 to $30,000 a month. And with each unit costing as little as $2 to $3 per unit to be manufactured, you can bet that many of these sellers are making at least a 20% profit margin, which for the top guys is a nice $20,000 a month in profits. Not bad at all. So what else attracted me to this niche and why do I think it could be worth further exploration? Well, firstly, when you scroll through all of the results, you'll notice that pretty much every product looks the same. There's just no differentiation. Customers on Amazon, they love to have a bit of choice. So I'm sure that after a bit of your own research and digging, you'd find that different color options would actually be pretty popular with customers. Additionally, a common complaint in reviews across the niche, all complained of some storage compartments as actually being too small for a standard size coffee mug. And that seems like an easy fix for somebody that lives in the West and knows how big our mugs are compared to a standard Chinese teacup. So the mug storage box is one that I think certainly warrants a deeper look into. Crab crackers, probably not a product that you've ever considered selling before, but if you're an Amazon FBA seller looking for something that can make you a bit of cash on the side, then this could be the one for you. These things are selling like hotcakes. Loading up AMZ Scout shows us that thousands of people are buying these things, with one seller shifting over 3,500 units in a single month. The price point for these sits at an attractive $20, and a quick browse of the supplier list indicates that you could get these manufactured for around $3 to $4. So after Amazon's fees and expenses, that's likely to leave the top seller with a monthly profit of around $15,000. After a little bit of digging, I thought that this niche looked pretty attractive, especially for somebody that knows what they're doing on Amazon. Not only because the listings are poor quality and the brand names all suck, but this is actually the type of product that you could start selling with a newly created brand before then expanding that brand into other seafood related products. Looking at customer reviews also gives the idea that the quality on offer at the moment isn't particularly good, which is another thumbs up that this niche is one that is worth further consideration, especially if you're looking for your first product to sell on Amazon. As a long-term Amazon FBA seller, I have seen hundreds of people attempt to launch water bottles on Amazon, with most not succeeding because the niche is just too saturated and doesn't offer any scope to differentiate. But one related product niche that does seem to have this opportunity is the water bottle organizer niche. Another product that most probably wouldn't think of when doing their Amazon product research, but thanks to AMZ Scout, I was able to find it and come to the conclusion that it looks kinda attractive. Customers are snapping these things up, with the top seller generating 90K a month and other sellers doing around 40K a month on average. And when we look up suppliers for this type of product, we can quickly see that the manufacturing cost per unit is around $2. meaning that the top sellers in this niche, they're likely making a 15 to 20% margin, taking home 10 to 15K a month in profits. So this niche has got demand. It's looking like it has the right economics, but what else? Well, first of all of these designs look pretty boring and cheap, don't they? Probably not the sort of thing that looks great on a kitchen counter. So one route to set yourself apart from the crowd, that'd be to change the design and make it have a more modern look. Browsing through a number of these listings, we can also see that they're poorly written, and when coupled with the weird Chinese brand names, they just make the product look cheap and nasty, which someone in the know like us could easily improve in order to convince the customer to buy. There you have it, water bottle organizers, another boring product that most people wouldn't think of, but one that is worth further investigation. So if you've been doing your product research and been getting frustrated with how long it's taking you, take a look at these ideas and any that are in similar categories and consider whether they're worth you selling. Regardless of whether these ideas work for you or not, hopefully me walking through my justification for each one has actually been helpful and shows you the general thought process that I go through when I'm quickly assessing products. If you feel like you're still not getting the hang of product research, then one option is to outsource the process to somebody else. You can find people that are willing to hunt for products on your behalf on different sites such as Fiverr or Upwork, or if you want an experienced and professional company to do it for you, then you can use AMZ Scout, who offer a tailored service where they will send you 5 exclusive product ideas that their own experts have vetted for the exact marketplace that you want to sell in. If you're interested in that kind of service, check the link below for more details. I hope that you guys have enjoyed this video. Regardless of how hard you're finding product research, make sure to keep on going. You never know just how close you are to finding an amazing product to sell. I'll see you guys next time.